It's Wednesday with Wiser, and get the maypole out. Let's dance around it. It is going to be just an incredible month of May. And you know, I think the highlight for me begins tonight when Fiona Frenchay, Stephanie Hinton, and J. Cole, our music director, host our first live Women of Song at our studio in Thrive DTSP. It's going to be amazing, and you can listen online on RadioSaintPete.com on whatever device you listen to your music on. And if you're within a certain 10 miles of downtown St. Pete, you can probably hear it on Sunshine 96.7 FM. This is going to be incredible. Please tune in. Tangle your eardrums in their ethereal folk melodies from Deb Ruby and June Bunch, local musicians who are going on tour in the Appalachian area. With influences like Stevie Nicks and Mazzy Star, you can expect spellbinding serenades accompanied by ukulele, acoustic guitar, and, you know, the pitter-patter of delightful talk. So I look forward to that tonight. Everyone tune in, please. Unfortunately, it's not a live performance, but in the future, we will be live from the stages of St. Pete. Now, we also have something else going on, and that is the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. The final weekend is 1:15 on Sunday. It's going to be incredible. Broadcast live Saturday, May 4th and Sunday, May 5th, 1 to 5 on May 4th, 12 to 1 and 2:30 to 5 Sunday. And that is going to be great. Our friends at the Greenlight Cinema, also the host to our June 5th fundraiser, we'll talk more about that in a little bit, have some incredible indie films happening. Through May 2nd is Stress Positions. May 3rd through May 9th is Problemista. 5-10, May 10th through the 16th, We Grow Now. May 17th through the 19th, Gasoline Rainbow. May 19th through the 23rd, Nowhere Special. And the kickoff for the small film launch, it's too late to apply at this point, but the kickoff is going to be May 2nd, tomorrow. There's going to be some classic film pop-ups. They shoot horses, don't they? Unbelievable 1969 film on May 9th. Chopping Mall on May 18th. And the VHS Club gets together May 19th, The Way He Looks. Greenlight Cinema is a host to Radio St. Pete's upcoming fundraiser, Welcome Summer, June 5th. Join us 2 to 8 p.m. at Greenlight Cinema on 221 Second Avenue. We'll be serving refreshments from movie theater delights, popcorn, beer, wine, alcohol, non-alcoholic beverages, candy, your typical fare. And there'll be all kinds of live music, Anna Marie Smith Butts and Jazz Band, Donovan Roberts, Gary Puthoff, TJ Walsh, North Star, Mia Marlene, Mike Jurgensen, Josh Plummer, Mercy McCoy, and a host of guests, celebrities, and local folks. So that is, again, June 5th. It is free, 2 to 8 p.m. Radio St. Pete depends on your donations. So make a little one, make a big one. You can do it online or in person any time of the year. So there's even more stuff going on. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Well, my derby song isn't amazing, but my derby outfit is fabulous. So you can go online at RadioSaintPete.com, click on audio blogs, and hear Jared Sabatini, our coffee and cocktails curator, talk about what's trending and really what makes a great mint julep. And I'm not telling you, you're going to have to listen to it. You know, the most incredible party is going there on Saturday, and you'll be able to watch the roses on a big screen. But if you really want to do good and enjoy the Derby, then you need to wear your attire out to the pier. The Derby at St. Pete Pier is the largest Kentucky Derby party in Tampa Bay, and it's put on by those guys, the 13 Ugly Men, not one of them ugly, all of them fabulous. It goes from 3 to 9. It's one of the several fundraisers that this nonprofit does, and this benefits the St. Pete based Academy Prep Center of St. Pete, a nonprofit middle school. There'll be derby-themed games, cash prizes for things like Best Hat and Most Dapper. It's adult only with top-shelf bourbons, craft cocktails, and, of course, the running of the roses. It's going to be so much fun. Please, please, please support that. There's derby events all over town. So, you know, it is the weekend to do it. And then if that wasn't enough, it's Cinco de Mayo. And we have a cantina, all your favorite Mexican restaurants, Mad Beach Cantina, and even non-Mexican restaurants will have all kinds of amazing events. So you can drink a mint julep on Saturday, and you can drink a margarita on Sunday, or a sangrita, which is a combination of how can I tell you this? It's a beer with kind of a hot shot, an oyster to it, and that's terrific. So, you know, there's also so many other things going on. I want to congratulate Brenda McMahon's gallery on their 5-year anniversary celebration. I was there this weekend in Gulfport. Gulfport is rocking. When you go down to the main street on the water, there's music at, you know, next door. I saw Sarasota Slims was there. There's music at the North End Tap House. There's incredible stuff going on at the Gulf Brewery and Eatery, Gulfport Brewery and Eatery, delicious food, Distin craft beer, and next door at the Wine Home, which is a sister. Great stuff going on there. Another favorite brewery of mine, and thank you to Mastery's Brewing Company, who is a sponsor of Wednesday with Weiser, is Mastery's Brewing Company in St. Pete Beach, the original and first brewing company on the beaches. Greg Woodruff is performing there this Friday. That is going to be fun. And they're going to be doing some derby action as well. So what else is going on around town? Well, you know, if you're not at Intermezzo or the pier, you know, then you need to just listen to so much music that I can't even keep track of it. There is the Hot Club SRQ Quartet, Monday Night Jazz Cabaret, is at the Florida Studio Theater Courtyard. That is Monday, May 6th. There is a Daniela Soledade, of course, one of our favorites, at the Floridian Social, Friday, May 10th. Liz Pennock and the Blues is Friday, May 10th. The Wandering Whisk is having a summer garden pop-up at their bake shop, Saturday, May 11th. That's just in time for Mother's Day. Another thing to talk about. The Mezzo Market, the last one for the season, is May 11th. And, you know, my big event for the weekend is Mamapalooza. It's at the fairgrounds and the factory. Please go to RadioSt.Pete.com, click on the audio blogs, and listen to Martha Joy Rose and Liz Dimmitt talk about that, and also talk about the opening of the new event at the fairgrounds. We'll be doing an interview on that, and look for our blog up online that talks about that. Also mark your calendar for May, Saturday, May 18th at another one of our sponsors, for RadioSt.Pete.com, 7C Music, sponsors Fiona Frenchet, is a good friend of ours. May 18th, Hawaiian slack key guitarist Jim Kimo West will be there. And that is going to be a lot of fun. I understand that Alex Harris, may be doing something there as well. So tune into that, check out his website, and we'll talk more about that date. Listen, let's just go through some of the summer concerts coming up. Diana Ross at the Baycare Sound, May 9th. Sting and the Florida Orchestra, May 9th and May 10th at the Mahaffey Theater. And Janet Jackson at the Mid-Florida Credit Union on July 16th. Latin stars are coming. Bad Bunny's coming May 21st. This Puerto Rican singer and rapper is going to be doing his most wanted tour at Amalie Arena. Hip hop and R&B coming into town. My favorite is going to be definitely the kid Laroi, on June 9th, and 21 Savage at the Mid Theater, Mid Florida Credit Union, June 14th. Are you a pop lover? Well, you know, you got to catch Hozier, the Irish singer-songwriter, May 11th at Mid-Florida Credit Union. Chapel Rome will be at Janice Live May 19th. And Madison Beer will be May 22nd at Janice Live. Janice Live is a terrific place to hear music. There's alternative rock all over town. Santana and the Counting Crows will be at Amalie Arena June 16th. Alanis Morissette will be at Mid-Florida Credit Union June 19th. And the Red Hot Chili Peppers June 21. I'm telling you this now because you need to get your tickets so that you do not miss some of these things sell out quick. The Clearwater Smooth Jazz Jam. is coming up. The 2J Jazz and Artist Celebration, Ruth Eckert Hall, June 14th and June 15th. The lineup includes Jeffrey Osborne, Brian Culbertson, Sheila E. and the E-Train, Rick Braun, Richard Elliott, Gerald Albright, and Peter White. If you didn't get enough jazz at St. Pete Jazz Festival and you're hungry for jazz, this is the place to be. WMNF, our friends in radio, have the Tropical Heat Wave this weekend, May 4th. It's an eclectic music festival featuring Selwyn Birchwood, the record company, Ruthie Foster, Say Shishi, the Dolly Rods, Christopher James, and so many more. That's this weekend. I am kind of nostalgic for emo. Did you grow up with emo in the MySpace era? Well, you can catch them this Friday, May 3rd, at David Bilheimer's Capitol Theater. May 18th is Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras. That is at the Capitol Theater. And Hauser returns to Ruth Eckert Hall in June 1st. So there's so much music going on. I can't even tell you what I will do, but you can follow us on the Let's Go Guide. Be sure to check it out on LinkedIn, on our homepage for RadioSt.Pete.com. So that will tell you everything that's going on. Would you like to do Tiny Tales Under the Tree? Coachman Park is home to the Bay Care Sound, but they also do free events behind the Clearwater Library. There's a story time this weekend tonight with Grassy Lawn, and it's designed for children 8 and younger, but it's going to be very fun. History in a bottle, bourbon in the Berg. St. Petersburg Museum of History has a fun event this Friday from 6 to 8. And it's produced by the Events of Glass, and it's going to show how bourbon, a traditional Southern spirit, is now America's most popular whiskey. It is a great time. And listen, I want you to also go to our audio blogs, check out the new podcast with Rui Farias, the executive director. If you haven't seen Meddling Women over at the museum, check it out. Rui will be with us every week talking about historically St. Pete, and he is just such a great listen. I cannot get enough of him. Looking for another free concert this Friday, May 3rd, 6 to 9. It's Wednesday with Wiser, the Arts and Culture Edition. You know, I am very excited. The rock opera Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Now, if you saw this on Broadway, you know how great this is. It's going to be produced by the American Stage, and it's going to be seen at Janice Live on June 13th through the 16th, and from May 15th through the June 12th time frame. It'll be shown at the Raymond James Theater at American Stage, 163rd through 3rd Street North. You know, it's an encapsulation of the radical journey that so many have endured to be able to love their body and themselves fully, says Helen R. Murray. And it's fueled by dark humor and rock and roll. And his story is punctuated by self-written rock songs and his quest for identity, for love, and acceptance. So that's going on. You know, I just love theater. And of course, Free Fall has a number of things happening, and we have such great theater you know, there is also the Creative Performing Center at Largo, and, you know, there's the theater in Gulfport. So Creative Coastal has theater, so many great theaters here in town. So, you know, you need to support your local theater as well. I really want to kind of do a shout out for Gulfport, and please go online and listen to publisher Kathy Celestri and her amazing staff, RadioSt.Pete.com, audio/blogs, talk about Gulfport, what's happening, the book events, the author events. You know, you could go to the rec center, play pickleball, basketball, table tennis. You can take classes, learn jiu-jitsu, join a book club, have a trivia night. Gulfport is really happening. And the Gabber is a terrific, terrific way to find everything out. I am pleased to say that Kathy Celestri's podcast will be carried on Radio St. Pete. All right, what else is going on this week? So the Jazz Night is tonight, so the Bistro and Wine Bar. That's always a fun night. That is in St. Pete Beach. Vagabond Tweet at the Witch is Friday at 7:30. 100 Women Who Care, St. Petersburg, May 2nd. The awards is at the St. Petersburg Women's Club Thursday, May 2nd from 6 to 7, the meet and greet, 7 to 8, the official meeting in Snell Isle. Incredible women who make a difference here in town. The Sunshine Sisters, Karen Carmichael series is really special. Please catch that. Look up the Sunshine Sisters, RadioSt.Pete.com. Coffee with the Curator, Arts Impact, 40 years of junior docents at the Dolly is going on. And this week is the 49th Makers Growers Market in Gulfport on May 5th, 1301 49th Street. Also, the St. Pete High School hosts the Tampa Bay Markets. Corey Avenue has the market. Markets are coming to a close. This Saturday will be the last for downtown St. Pete, and it will move to another location. Also, Dolly Alive 360 in the Dome this Friday at 6. And the Orange County Roadhouse has the Shake Society, one of the favorite dance bands in town. The Typewriter Festival. I cannot wait to go to this at Sunken Gardens. It's going to be incredible. Explore the fascinating world of typewriters at their first and ever typewriter event. You can try them on. You can request custom poems on demand and quick works from other live writers. It's going to be pretty terrific. So that is Saturday, May 5th from 12 to 4. Please join us at Sunken Gardens and catch Sunken Gardens' amazing, amazing podcast that they do with Radio St. Pete. There's also a songwriter's open mic at Grapes Wine Cafe in St. Pete Beach and a West Coast wine tasting at Decanter Wine and Tapas Bar. Corey Avenue, you know, there's always something going on there. I love to wander on Sunday. And when I'm not there, I'm usually at the Vintage Market, the May Vintage Market, May 3rd through May 5th. It's at 2906 34th Street, South St. Pete. Also going on in Gulfport, is, you know, the North End Tap House, every night music. And, you know, not only is that going on, but in Dunedin, the Charlie Morris Band will be at Dunedin Sunset Concert Series. And we will get to see a Woman of Rock tribute rocks OCC Bike Night tonight at 7 o'clock. Stormbringer, favorite band of the beach, is at Thunderbird Beach Resort this Saturday at 5 o'clock. And there's also an open mic night coming up at the Blueberry Patch. There's so much going on. This year is the one-year anniversary of the New Cage Brewing. It's going to be live music all day this Friday. Support them. They are a terrific organization. There's going to be Craig and Joe's Pizza. There's going to be the Priest Brothers, John Dias and Dan DeGregory. And 9:30 to 11:30, the Dead Set Florida, Grateful Dead, that has made them so amazingly popular. What else is going on? Listen, encourage your kids to apply to Tombolo Books, Times, Newspapers, and Education. 2024 Science Fiction and Fantasy Writing Award. It's a writing contest. Entries are accepted till May 31st at tampabay.com/NIE/story contest. Alternate history. You know, our friend Lee Zump at Tampa Bay Newspapers, he writes a lot of this stuff. My friend Buddy Baker, the copy editor there, he's got a sci-fi thing going on. You know, Eckerd College always does Writers in Paradise. It's never too young to get a young person to debut their talent. So now, coming up at the Museum of Fine Arts, and we'll be doing an interview in studio with about this, Lonnie Holly and Lizzie Bugastis to debut their new collaborative exhibition at Museum of Fine Arts, Never the Same Song. This is a collaboration right up RSP's heart between artists and musicians Lonnie Holly and Lizzie Borgazzo, and it opens May 18th. The exhibition will premiere several collaborative sculptures by the two, and it is sure to be an amazing event. Shout out to the Rays. They reveal their Grit and Glow Nike MLB City Connect uniform. This is a cool vibe. It's a very cool local vibe. The front of the jersey reads Tampa Bay for the first time since 2007, and it pays homage to the lettering of the Devil Rays. It's just fun, fun, fun. The Pelican and Palms logo include nods to both the histories of both St. Pete and Tampa. The Pelican was seen on the City of St. Pete flag. It also references its baseball history as the home to the Florida State Negro League St. Petersburg Pelicans in the 40s and 50s. And the three palms are an ode to the historic marker at Perry Harvey Senior Park, home of the first public skateboard park in the Southeast. If you want to know more about baseball, go to the Museum of St. Pete History and find out more. Tampa International Airport has launched a new temporary art installation in collaboration with Fairgrounds St. Pete. They'll be doing the unveiling Wednesday, today, and you can visit Fairgrounds St. Pete Thursday, May 2nd, to experience more of the artwork. Joy for all. Jabari Reed, aka I-Bombs, a local artist, has dubbed Joy for All an inspiration for Play for All, Art for All, Joy for All in its iconic Flutterama room at the fairgrounds. It features rubber ducks and signature I-Bombs characters. You know, the fairgrounds is St. Pete's weirdest immersive art experience. It's a champion of local artists. Liz Dimmitt has really done a great job of putting that team together. And it starts May 2nd. Travel can be stressful. Jabari's artwork will bring smiles and spread kindness to those looking for a quick break along their journey, says Liz Dimmitt. So partnering with Tampa International Airport is a first, and it's going to be very exciting. And so get down to Fairgrounds St. Pete. There's a scavenger lucky duck hunt. And you cannot believe all of the things go on. Of course, Museum of Motherhood at the factory is doing MoMA Palooza on Saturday. And on Sunday, the Arts Alliance is hosting the Hats Off Garden Party. Please go to the Arts Alliance website and get your tickets now. That's Wednesday with Wiser. We'll be back with the Sassy Scribe on Saturday. Be sure to go to the Let's Go Guide. And remember, if you can't find something fun to do here in Tampa Bay and downtown St. Pete, then you're not listening to Radio St. Pete. Aloha!